From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs. ...2007 marks the 50th anniversary of Stax Records, and there have been documentaries, box sets, concerts, and celebrations marking the event. And although the label made the most out of its Memphis hometown, Stax would have been but a shell of itself without several key Arkansasers, and some that weren't so key. One of the most important men at Stax Records wasn't even a musician. Al Bell was born Albertus Isbell in Brinkley and grew up in North Little Rock. He came to Stax as an A&R man, but got into record production, songwriting, and eventually was the head of Stax Records.
I met all of the musicians there, and Jim Stewart and Mrs. Axton developed a fondness and appreciation for them individually and loved the music.
Jackson of West Memphis played trumpet on nearly every important Stax release that had horns, from Sam and Dave to Otis Redding to heard here Eddie Floyd. The Arkansas influence on Stax ranges from the rock band Black Oak Arkansas, who recorded an album for Stax when they were known as the Nobody Else, to Shirley Brown of Crittenden County, who had the last major hit for Stax. When the label was financially tanking in the mid-1970s, Stax began using the record pressing facilities of Wayne Rainey's record plant in Concord, Arkansas. Stax even bought the town a fire truck to protect its investment. One of the most successful performers on the Stax label was Johnny Taylor of Crawfordsville in Crittenden County. Nicknamed the Philosopher of Soul by the label, Taylor charted R&B hit after hit, culminating with the crossover smash, Who's Making Love? However, Taylor had the biggest hit of his career the year after he left Stax, with 1976's Disco Lady. Johnny J.T. Taylor died in May 2000. Influencing everyone from Jimi Hendrix to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert King is one of the most imitated guitarists of post-war blues. And although the Stax label never gained much of a reputation for blues, King signed to Stax in 1966. And the next year, his signature hit, Born Under a Bad Sign, was released. King stayed with Stax until the original label folded in the mid-1970s, issuing such other enduring songs as I'll Play the Blues for You, Crosscut Saw, and As the Years Go Passing By. Albert King died in 1992 and is buried in Edmondson in Crittenden County.
Look out, do your good thing. It's about to come to an end. No real good thing. It's about to come to an end.
Mabel John is the oldest sister of R&B legend Little Willie John, and both grew up in Ouachita County. She came to Stax after a stint on Motown Records and backing Ray Charles as one of the Raylettes. Mabel John scored a top 10 R&B hit and cracked the Pop 100 right out of the gate with Your Good Thing Is About to End, Hurt Here. But she never reached that chart success again and left Stax Records after 2 years. She eventually joined the ministry and got a doctorate, but never left music entirely. There are many other Arkansas ties of varying degrees at Stax Records. Harvey Scales of Osceola is best known as a songwriter for other artists, especially for his chart-topping Disco Lady of 1976, the hit for Johnny Taylor. Scales' other songs include Love Itis, and he's written songs for the Dramatics and the OJs. Heard here is Harvey Scales doing his own song, What's Good For You Doesn't Have to Be Good to You. Gene and the Darlings were a gospel-influenced quartet of two sisters, a daughter, and a family friend. Gene Dolphus and the Darlings sang backup on several Stax songs in addition to cutting their own 45s. Many Arkansasers helped craft the unique progressive sound of rock, blues, and especially rhythm and blues in the 1960s and 1970s, of which Stax Records of Memphis, celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2007, played a major part. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.
Arkansongs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. For more information, visit arkansongs.org.